Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Lord. Sue already prayed. Dewey already prayed. I'm going to skip that one, okay? You guys already know that God is going to minister our life like he ministered my life. And we will continue from there, okay? A pastor say to another pastor, this is for you, Rudy. A pastor say to another pastor, do you know why John get first to the door of the tomb? I can say tomb, right? The tomb, the tomb. Thank you. You guys always help me. Thank you. Appreciate that. To the tomb. And the other pastor say, no, he started looking, you know, definitions, Greek, Hebrew, theologic point of view, everything. He say, no, I don't know. He say, John gets first, then Peter, because Peter just has first and second. John has first, second, and third. Thank you. That's something, right? Thank you. It's just to not lose the costume from Pastor Danny to break the ice. So, yeah. Thank you. So, talking about the doors, today I'm going to speak about doors and roads. So, the doors and roads that we have in our life. I want to start talking about Jesus Christ when he start preaching, when he start talking about the Sermon on the Mount, right? So when he will start talking about that, we can see a couple things over there. We can see four things that he will mention in the whole chapters, chapter 5, 6, and 7 of Matthew. So we will see over there, for example, the beginning of the great blessings, which we can see over there, the beatitudes. Of the subjects of the kingdom, we also see the relationship between the message of Jesus and the old dispensation. The different point of view about the religion, legalistic, and also the new grace option, and also the kingdom of God manifestation over here in the earth. We will see also the practical instructions for conduct worthy of the kingdom. And the last thing that we will see over there is going to be the exhortation to live for God. That's the one that I want to point it out today. And I'd like you guys go to Matthew 7:13. Matthew 7:13, it says, enter through the narrow gate. And I want to stop over there, and then we will continue with the remaining. Because right now, I'm going to break down all those verses. You guys already know me. Those two verse 13 and 14, you guys already know we're talking about salvation. We're talking about what is going to be the end if you decide to go through this door. Simple. You guys already know me. I like to go more to the daily base. How this word affect me negatively or positively in my life. How I can apply that word on my life daily. I know in the future, the meaning of that verse, it means that we are going to heaven or we're not going to heaven. We are going to get the salvation or not the salvation, destruction. So we have those decisions, right? But now, again, I want to talk to you about in your daily base how we can apply this word. The first point that I want to talk about, which is the first principle, is going to be enter. Enter through the narrow gate. Number one, it looks like Jesus Christ is telling you, is open. Enter. It's not closed. No one closed it. No one put anything over there. And sometimes when we got doors in our life, we think that they are closed, that we cannot open it. But God is telling you right now, Jesus Christ is open. Enter. Pass through the narrow gate. That's the first point that you need to think about. And I know in a daily basis, you have situations, you have problems, you have things that is going on in your life, and those things are going to be the doors, are going to be the gates in your life. Doors or gates, it means opportunities, which today in the worship team, we have our Devo every morning. I always ask God before I preach, confirm that this is the right path or this is the right message that you want to speak to the church. Today, this morning, Chris had the Devo, and Chris was talking about opportunities in our life. So God was confirming the message for today. And again, opportunities. We have opportunities in our life. And God is telling you the door is open, but it's depending on each of you if you're going to pass it or not. Don't close your mind. Don't think that the doors are closed. It is open. Jesus Christ is telling you it's open. I have in my experience, everyone have that experience about opportunities. But I want to talk about one of my life, which is most likely you guys know that I came from Puerto Rico. So right now, I have the desire to come over here. Why? Because I want to get a better, number one, environment to my family, better education to my family, better opportunities to my family. So I have that open door two times. And I'm going to tell you the first one. The first one, it was my real dad. You guys already know my real dad. I didn't have a relationship with him like in 20 years. He just married with another wife. They have kids and everything, but then I didn't have anything about him in approximately like 20 years. Then when I know Jesus Christ, or when I knew Jesus Christ, I asked God to restore that relationship between my God and myself. Because I know that this is really important to become a Christian and also to fix that relationship and that maybe hateness that I have on my heart with my dad. So God orchestrate everything, prepare everything, and then I finally meet my dad after those years, and he restored that. My first opportunity that I have, or that door that I had, it was to go to United States, to Texas, and live with him. In my mind, I get the approval from God, and he said, yes, go over there. I got it from three different persons. And then my mind says, this is the opportunity to go to United States, get the better education, get a better style of life for my family. So let's do it. Let's make it happen. God has something different going on. So I went over there, and the plan from God, it was to restore the family. It was just 3 months, and then I have to go back to Puerto Rico. So in my point of view, it was the great opportunity. But from God, it was saying, no, you're just going to restore that relationship. Then you're going back. Don't think that's your plan. It's my plan that I have over here. The family, we get restoration. Everything went fine, good. I have to go back to Puerto Rico and then continue over there. My second opportunity, the second door in my life, it was, I was working, everything was fine, but then I have the opportunity when I came over here for a vacation to see my brother. And then I have the door, I have the opportunity to come over here and work with my brother. And I decide to come in. During those times, because it was a little bit difficult, I have to come in by myself. And then I spent here like maybe 5 months by myself, right? And then I bring my family over here. Soon I get a stability on my life. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that you always got opportunities in your life. And those opportunities, before you start taking them, you are considered or have considerations of, this is the right door. This is not the right door. Did I go through this? Did I not go through this? It's really tough. And in a daily basis, you have those opportunities. School, work, friends, family. Did I make the right decision? That I'm saying the right words? I'm not offending anyone. I'm blessing people. What I'm doing. And that's the doors that God is showing you every day. Again, Jesus Christ was talking about the Sermon of the Mount. And then at the end of that sermon, he was talking about ruins, like how everything was going down because the decision that we have to make in our life. Also, another point to consider when we're talking about Matthew 7:13, when he say, enter through the narrow gate, enter. He's not telling you not do it. It sounds like a little command. Enter through the narrow gate. He's not telling you, whatever you want. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Yeah, right. I know. But you have the other door. But he say, enter, a command. Enter through that one, because that's the one that I promise you will receive the blessings. That's the one that you really will receive that. Sometimes, again, like I was telling you, you're thinking that you will receive your desires, which the first, in my experience, the first one that I just explained you, I was thinking that I was getting some benefits out of that one. I didn't. Yes, the benefit that I get, it was the relationship restoration. It's a blessing. Yeah, it is a benefit, but not what I was thinking as a human being, right? So right now, that's what God wants us to make sure that we are making the right decision and we are moving forward. Enter is also meaning or telling to you that you have to move. You have to make that decision. You have to think in a future, like what is going to be or where I'm going to be. So when you keep moving forward on that verse and say, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. So right now, God is telling you and showing you a contrast between two doors. You see in the small one, you see in the big one. For sure, in our body, in our flesh, we think always, let me go to the big one, right? Easy, simple, comfortable, nice. So you just open it. Wow, this is a really big, which that's the definition of that word. When it say wide, when it say that is open, it is an open space. It's an empty space, which you have to consider that. When it's talking about wide, when it's talking about broad, it means that it's empty. So sometimes when we are open our eyes and we see the wide door, the broad road, we think that's the right one because we feel comfortable, because our body, our flesh, it feels comfortable. But it might be not the right one. And we have to consider that. And I like that definition when it says empty. Because that means when you go to that big door, that means that's empty. You are empty. We don't have Jesus Christ. We are deciding to our flesh, to our desires, to what we think is better for us. And we go through that door, through that path. Always consider that. Because, again, in our daily base, we think that we are making the right decisions. And sometimes we don't. Don't worry. We always have a second chance to repent, to say, okay, I messed it up. Lesson learned. Let's go back. Let's continue moving forward. You will have another opportunity of doors open, and you decide, okay, let me go to the narrow one. Okay? The second point that I want you guys to think about is Luke. Luke 13:24. And we're talking on the same line. Jesus Christ was talking and saying, make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to. The second point that I want to specify here is the make every effort, a strive, which it means a strive, to pass, to enter. Again, it's telling you, make the effort. Sacrifice a little bit to make that movement, to make that decision, because you will see the small door and you say, how I'm gonna make this happen? I can't. I don't fit over there. How I'm gonna do it? Right? You have to make the effort. You have to strive. You have to move forward. The definition of that, it means compete. It means a fight. And I want you guys go really quick to Ephesians 6:12. It says, for our struggles is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's not against your body. It's not against your brother. It's not against your coworkers. It's not against your family. It's not against your relative. It's not against that. It's against something spiritual in your life that you might be not seeing right now with your eyes, your flesh eyes. But in a spiritual vision, you will see that. And that's what you are fighting against. That's why you are competing against. When you are competing, you are getting prepared. You are getting ready to start winning the fight. You will continue to moving forward because your purpose is to get the benefit that you want at the end. So that means you need to fight against those spiritual forces. You need to fight against those dark that they are going against you, so that way you don't get to the benefit that God wants you to get. Are you here with me? So that means make that effort. Fight against that. Compete against that. God is with you. He will help you. But make that effort. Sometimes we get those attacks from the enemy, and you feel like you can't. And you feel like, I don't want to move forward. I'm done. I don't want to fight against that. So let me go through the big door. Let me go comfortable, easy, empty. Sorry. It is a blessing because every day we go through these situations. Every day. And I know at work sometimes it's really tough and we make the wrong decisions. And we go through the big door instead to the small one. And then the conclusion and the outcome out of that is going to be pain. It's going to be destruction. So we always have to have that mindset. Let me go through this path, which is not what my body wants. It's what God wants. God wants you to love, help, bless people, bless your enemy. Which, when you see Jesus Christ's sermon on the Mount, he was talking about all those things. The prayer, how to love the enemy, the divorce. He was talking about all those details. How you comply the commandments now through Jesus Christ. Loving him, having him in your heart. Through the Holy Spirit, blessing those situations in your life, which is going through the small door. Right now, when you go through the doors, you will see what is going to be on the road also. It's not that the small door is going to be then giving you a wide road. It's not that the wide door is going to give you the small road. It's going to be the same contrasting. So right now, when you have a door in the middle of your way, that means there's a separation. Right now we have doors over here, right? We have doors in the front. Why we build doors? Why we don't leave it open? Because then you're saying like everyone is welcome to get in here. Nothing will stop anything. Animals can get in, you know. Everything, it will be open. Right now we put a doors because we want to separate one location to another location. You follow me? So you are here, but you want to go over there where God wants you to be. Dimensions. God wants to get you to a different dimension, pushing you forward to where he wants you to be. It's going to be through that door. Location. God have you here, but he wants you to be over there. So you have to go through that door. Again, he's telling you, it's open, enter. He's telling you, enter through that one. Not this one, this one. Those doors will tell you that you will need to act and move forward. Those doors are going to tell you, pass through here to get to a different level. The big one or the small one, anywhere, it doesn't matter. The only thing that the big one is going to get you to that emptiness. Maybe you will be there, like the word says, with a lot of people, because a lot of people go through the big one. You will be there with a lot of people, but you will be empty. But if you go by the small one, you will be maybe by yourself, but full of God and the Holy Spirit, and getting the benefits of God. John 10, 7 through 10, but I'm just going to, I'm going to say 7 through 10 altogether, but I know here we will show you just number 9. Therefore, Jesus say again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep.
All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be safe. They will come in and go out and find pastures. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. That's the door that you need to look. Jesus Christ's door. He's the door. He's the gate. He's not the wide. He's the narrow one. Remember, the importance of the doors is that they are made for one purpose, or open to get enter or to exit. You have those doors in your life, you have to make the decision to open, to enter or to go exit. Right now, when you see what is the conclusion or what is the end of the open and wide or broad road, is going to be destruction. Destruction, it means at the end that you're going to be lost. Right now, if you go literally by that word, it means that you're going to be in hell. Okay? Again, I'm talking about daily basis. You will be lost. You don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're at. And you don't want that. You will lose the vision. You will lose what is your goal and your benefits with God. Make sure that before you make the decision and go through this, those doors, you're going to the right one. Consider all those things, all those details. Matthew 7:14. Now we're going to the second line of that verse. It says, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And that's my third and last point right now, is find it. It is interesting, because when you read that, it says, small is the gate, narrow is the road that leads to life, but only few find it. That's the when I read the verse that pop out to my eyes, it was the find it. So that means Jesus Christ is telling us there's some few that they're going to find it. Are you going to find it? Are you ready to find it? Are you considered the right door to find it? What are you doing to find it? Narrow, it means obstacles that they are close. That means when you are in that road, when you pass and find that door, you will be like really with obstacles in your side. But I'm telling you, the Jesus Christ road, the Jesus Christ door, it's not going to be an easy one. It's going to be a difficult one. Why? Again, let's go back. The flesh. We have this flesh that likes some things from the sin, from the enemy. And the flesh is always going through that path. The spirit inside of you is trying to go to the different path. That's why you feel that fight. That's why you feel those problems every single day when you're trying to go through the doors, through those opportunities. You feel the narrow one because you're going to the right one. You're going through the right path, Jesus Christ, the narrow one, and then you feel obstacles hitting you. And you are like, man, this is all because you're going against your body. You're going against the flesh. Why the flesh won? When someone offends you, I always say, you maybe in your body, you want to maybe do something negatively to that person. But Jesus Christ is telling you, don't do that. And you are like, that's obstacles in your way. That's obstacles that you feel really narrow in your path. But the blessing at the end is priceless. You know that. Right now, when you go through that narrow door, it's going to be uncomfortable. And I'd like to mention something, Matthew 19:24. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. I'm not talking about the rich here. I'm talking how the camel can go through the eye of the needle. It's difficult. There are some theologians that they say that the eye of the needle, it means like a small door on the big door. Okay? When you go in those times, you have the building, you have the fortress, you have a big door. So that way, when they open the door, they can pass through camels or animals or food, all the distribution of everything over there for that town. But then that big door have a small door, so the people just walk through there, not the animals, right? Some theologians, they say that that's the explanation when Jesus Christ was saying that. There's not a solid proof of that. However, the one that we want to explain here is the difficulty of pass a big item through the eye of a needle. Now, let's look at for a perspective of the small door, the narrow door. If you're coming with your sins, with your bag of justifications, and you try to go over there, you can, right? Because that bag is full of justifications, of sins, problems in your life. You need to pass that over. That's past. You need to start thinking differently. You have to leave that stuff and pass through the narrow door and go to the through the narrow road with God. Right now, when you go through John 14:6, the word of God says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I already told you he said he was the door. Now I'm telling you he's the way. He's the road also. Man, Jesus Christ is great, right? He's everything. He's the door, he's the road, he's the everything. Awesome. Because we can get that support from Jesus Christ because he already did everything for us. And with him, we can go through that small door. We can go through that road, the small one, the narrow one. And I want you guys to consider this note. And it's from J.C. Ryle. And I quote, it says, there is no doubt that the way of Christ that leads to eternal life is an attractive way. Sure. Say life. It's eternal life, right? But it is insane that we close our eyes to the fact that this way is narrow and that the cross precedes the crown. Easy, right? The cross, difficult. He went through that suffer. He went through that anguish, those problems, right? That situation that we always go through. But what was the end of that? A crown. The King of Kings. You can be there also. Unfortunately, sorry to not give you a beautiful message telling you that everything's going to be fine. It's going to be difficult. You have to get the cross and walk with the cross and get to that level to get the crown. Is it really interesting when you say they find? You need to find it. Proverbs 21:21, it says, whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. Two things here, righteousness and love. If you pursue those two things, you will find the life. Simple. It says over there, I'm not telling you nothing from my side. The word says that. Pursue righteousness and love. What it means, righteousness? It means integrity. It means the correct character of your life. You're not finding that door. You couldn't find it. God is telling you, find it. How? Righteousness. Love. Love everything in your life. Anyway, something may be wrong or something is happening. Love it. Have a good attitude. Have a good morale about this thing is going on, but I'm with God. I'm with Jesus Christ right now. The Holy Spirit is supporting me. I'm going through this. It's narrow. It's closed. The obstacles are really close to me. They're hitting me, but I'm going over there. I'm going to make it happen. Genesis 19:11. Sorry, I didn't put that one over there. If you want to look at it, you can look at it. This is the story about, how you say, Sodom, right? Sodom? Sodoma? Yep. And Gomorrah, thank you. Right now, this is the story about Lot. Lot, I think, is is the nephew of Abraham, right? He had the situation that he had the two angels coming to his house, and then there was a people from that town that they want to meet them. You guys know what does that mean, right? Okay, I don't want to explain it here with the kids. Okay, so the situation is that the angels did something over there. And it's really interesting because it's going through that explanation of what we are doing here, what we explain here, why we couldn't find that door. And right now, Genesis 19, verse 11, it says, then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness, so that they could not find the door. Powerful. Why we cannot find the door? Because sometimes we're blindness. Why we're blindness? What happened with this town, with these people? You guys already know. They were really going through the wide door and wide road. Empty with a lot of people. Making wrong decisions. Sinners. Really bad. You know that. We need to make sure what we are doing. So that way we don't get blind. We have to make sure that we are making those right decisions so we can find that door, the right door, the narrow door, the small door. Right now, blindness, it means cause of disobedience. It means defeat in war. It means disbelief. Again, I know, I'm over there, I'm a human being like you guys, and I understand that in a daily basis, when we have those situations and problems, sometimes we disbelieve. No, this cannot happen because we're thinking in our flesh. Believe, everything will be fine. Disobedience, maybe we're making the wrong decisions again, and we're going through the open door, the wide door. And the one that I also like is defeat in war. Remember, you're fighting daily, not against the flesh and blood, against spiritual forces. Don't get defeat. You're going to win the fight with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But if you get defeat, that's going to create blindness on your life. And you will not find that door. Luke 15:8. This one I preached a long time ago. It might be a little bit out of context, but I'm going to try to blend it all together. Luke 15:8. We're talking about the lost coin, which is most likely talking about when someone is getting out of the, I don't know how to say it in English, redil, you know, when you have all the sheep together and someone go out of the redil, I don't know how to say it in English, sorry. Yeah, going out of the group. Okay, going out of the group of Jesus Christ. But right now, what I'm trying to explain to you is how to find that door. That's what I'm trying to give you. How are you going to find it? So this lady, she lost the coin. Okay? And when she lost the coin, she did three things to find the coin. The details that you see over here is that it was 10 coins. She lost one. 10, it means complete. Number 10 represents completeness. That means you are complete. She lost one. What she did. Number one, light a lamp. We know the lamp is the word of God in our feet. You know, it's giving you light to walk. That's the word of God. Number two, swept the house. You have to clean it. You have to remove anything that is not from God in your life. Third one and last one, search carefully. It's there. It's always been in your eyes. It's just that you need to light the lamp, swept the house, and search carefully because it's over there in front of you. When you do those three things, you will find the door. Man, so quiet. Okay. Sorry. I'm taking a little bit more time here. But yes, when you go through those things and you apply those things in your life, those principles, you will see the blessing of God in your life. You will go to the end, which is life. And this is important because when Jesus Christ was talking about the narrow door, the wide gate, it says that the end of the narrow door and the narrow gate is life. So what I'm living right now? I'm living the life, or the real life is over there in heaven? Or maybe both. That's why I apply this to my daily life. Again, everyone have a different point of view or perception of the word. What I'm trying to apply this is my daily base to get a benefit from the word of God and get life. Live the real life from God, the blessing from God, the goodness from God. I'm going to leave you with this one. Revelation 3a. And I know you guys already know this one. Revelation 3a. This is Jesus Christ, God talking. And he's leaving this word to you today. Please understand it and apply it in your life. 3a, he's talking to the church in Philadelphia, and he say, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Wow. I'm done. That's really good. I love it. He opened that door for you. Just continue believing. No one can close that door. If you continue believing, applying his word, he will bless you anyway. You might be not seeing it right now because you're going through that narrow road, which is really difficult. It's really hitting you right now. But at the end, you will see it. You will see the blessings. Right now, I'm here with my family after making those decisions, after that opportunity that I had. Again, I have other opportunities that I go to the white door. I didn't have a good results. Lesson learned, and then let's continue moving forward. How you say the word masoquista? I don't know how to say masoquista. Yeah. Like you like the pain. Masochist? Thank you. So what I'm trying to say with that word is that don't be like that. Don't, because you already went to the same hole 2, 3, 4, 5 times. So it's like, come on, let's move forward, let's grow. Let's get more effective on what God wants you to be. Fix that, learn, let's go to the next one. Let's keep growing. Let's not stuck in the same location, the same state. Let's go to the different dimension, the different level that God wants you to be, which is going to be really powerful. It's going to give you some strength that you will win against anything that is happening in your life. How you will do that? Righteousness, love, not be disobedient, not disbelieving, winning the fight. And God will bless you. Thank you, Lord. I really appreciate this opportunity, this time. Thank you for bless me with this word. Thank you for bless this church. I really want you to continue blessing us. I declare and also ask you, Lord, to continue blessing our path, our decisions, our opportunities, that we will see and understand that if it's your opportunity or not your opportunity. Thank you. We need that vision. Remove any blindness from us, because we want to continue seeing that vision that you have for us. And I believe that that destiny that you have for us is going to happen. But please, give us some strength, and also remove anything that is not from you. And I declare and I bless these people, and I ask you, Lord, to bless them and remove anything that is not from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for this time, this opportunity. I also ask you and declare that now then, it's going to be great for everyone here. That they're going to have a great week. That everything's going to be fine. Anyway, they're going to pass through some situation, difficulties. They understand now what is the purpose and why we are here. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you once again.